What story to tell? Written by Wandering Jedi Historian. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Star Wars. Rating, General Audiences. Relationship, Alpha 17, Cody, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Also tagged for Fluff, Established Relationship, Young Clones, Big Brother Cody, The Cadets All Love Cody, Alpha and Obi-Wan Think It Is Too Adorable, and that's it. That's the fic. Recorded for Lattice Frames for ITBE 2022. When Alpha 17 worked with Obi-Wan himself, they kept things professional. But he'd never forget the look on Cody or Obi-Wan's faces the first time they saw one another. He teased Cody for it that night, the last they were able to share before the younger clone left Kamino. He also told Cody he'd be very disappointed if he let what they had stop him from pursuing his interest in the general. War was difficult, and they all deserved what happiness and comfort they could find. Alpha failed to consider Cody's stubbornness. Oh, the younger clone had pursued his general as soon as it became clear the Jedi was attracted to him in return. He had also spent a lot of time talking Alpha up to the Jedi. By the time they returned to Kamino for more troops some months later, they invited Alpha to join them. He would never regret taking them up on it. At first, shared love for Cody was the biggest personal bonding point for Alpha and Obi-Wan. They had worked together and held great professional respect during that time, but it had never gone beyond that. Alpha doesn't think they would have. It just wasn't in his nature to go looking for such things. Cody was different. Not that most would know it. Even once Alpha and Obi-Wan had feelings for one another, not dependent on the younger clone, talking about him was still one of their favorite pastimes. That led to the current moment. They were standing in one of the training rooms used by the cadets. Cody had been positively swarmed by the fourth cycle clones when he stepped into the room. Each of them desperately hoped to get the attention of the Commander Cody. It was, in a word, adorable. And so was Cody, surrounded by cadets as he was. "This is incredibly sweet," Obi-Wan observed with a fond smile. Cody was currently telling the cadets a story, and they listened excitedly to his every word. "He just exudes Orivad energy. The younger ones can't help themselves," Alpha replied. "It's been like this his entire life." Only his eyes showed his own amusement and fondness for Cody. Alpha adored him, but he had a reputation to maintain. He couldn't appear soft in front of the cadets. Cody gestured at the cadets, and they all sat down. They beamed when he smiled at them, and cheered when he agreed to tell them another story. A couple of the more daring cadets pressed close to Cody's sides, and he smiled indulgently at them as he wrapped his arms around their shoulders. Obi-Wan and Alpha shared a fond look. "He's just so relaxed and adorable with them," the Jedi said with a wistful sigh. "Next time we're on Coruscant, I should see if I could get him into the crush for a bit. They'd adore him there too, I'm sure." Alpha snorted. "I'd love to see his face when you suggest it. And I'd get the best holos of it when you convince him." Obi-Wan smiled and nudged Alpha's shoulder. "Naturally, I wouldn't deprive you of the sight." They fell into a comfortable silence as they watched Cody continue to entertain the cadets. He's always adorable when he's happy. Not that most of us use that word much, Alpha said quietly. The Jedi gently bumped their shoulders together. Someday, we will end this war, and he'll get to have more of it, he said. It was a hope, a prayer, not a promise, but they clung to it anyway. Reluctantly, they had to allow the cadets to get back to their training, but Alpha had an idea. There's a group of second-stage cadets who would love a visit, Alpha informed them with a small smile. Cody positively lit up at the idea of getting to see more of the little ones. There was form work they should be doing, evals for new troopers to review. At that moment, Obi-Wan didn't care. Giving Cody a little more happiness was worth the sleep he would need to give up to make up the time. Well then, let us not deprive them, Obi-Wan said cheerfully. On the walk to the training room where they would find the cadets Alpha wanted them to meet, Obi-Wan was pleased that they passed several ghosts interacting with the cadets. There was no hiding how it impacted all of them. The cadets were thrilled to be spending time with the older clones. And the seasoned troopers? Well, battle takes its toll, but the constant cloud of weariness and grief seemed to ease with the cadets around. Obi-Wan made a mental note to have the rest of the Jedi encourage their men to take time with the cadets during Kamino stops. Clearly, it did them all good. If Obi-Wan had thought the sight of Cody with the fourth stage cadets was adorable, then he wasn't sure he had the right sort of word for this. One of the second stage cadets had plopped himself right into Cody's lap, Tuka plushie in hand. A few sprawled across his legs. One hovered close by, blanket in hand. A handful more sat as close as they could without actually touching him. Alpha, Obi-Wan whispered, suddenly understanding why the older trooper had put his helmet on before they walked in. Smugness permeated the force as they watched two more cadets come over and cuddle up to Cody's sides.
Of course I'm getting holos, Alpha replied.
Obi-Wan smiled softly. Cody had asked the cadets what they were learning. The little ones were so excited to tell him all about it, assuring him that they were doing their very best and soaking up the attention and gentle praise from Cody like little sponges.
He's right over there, Cody said. The increase in volume is what caught Obi-Wan's attention. Alpha's, too. The cadets would like a story, General, if you're willing, Cody informed him with a grin. Jedi stories are quite the novelty around here.
Many pairs of hopeful eyes turned towards Obi-Wan. He smiled gently at them. It was a foregone conclusion the moment Cody asked. Obi-Wan would never deny him something so easy to give. Of course, Obi-Wan replied cheerfully. And perhaps, after I'm done, if we all ask very politely, we can get Alpha 17 to tell one, too. All eyes turned towards Alpha. Even with his helmet on, Obi-Wan and Cody knew what he was thinking.
Best behavior for the general, and I'll tell the story of the first time Commander Cody here did zero gravity training,
Alpha 17 declared. Obi-Wan couldn't quite decide what Cody was feeling at that. Annoyance was part of it. A hint of embarrassment, but there was also a great deal of fondness and amusement. He was now absolutely certain that that was a story he wanted to hear. What do you say, cadets? Obi-Wan asked. The little one, still sitting in Cody's lap, beamed up at Obi-Wan.
We'll be good, General, he promised.
Obi-Wan gave the little one a fond smile. I don't doubt it, he assured him, before lowering himself to the ground to sit with them. Now, what story to tell?
The end. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!